This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this morning's show, we'll be visiting with Bob Feeney, a Montgomery County Master Gardener, about the 126th Annual Farmers Institute happening tomorrow. The event will be held at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro, and according to Bob, this is the only Farmers Institute that's still being held in Illinois.
This is our 126th Farmers Institute in Montgomery County, and about 10 years ago, one was held in Witt, and they decided that they did not have enough support, and then Kevin Lighthizer from the Master Gardeners decided and asked us to take it on. He's a Master Gardener, and so he helped us decide that we should take it on, and this is the 10th year that the University of Illinois Master Gardeners have sponsored the Farmers Institute, and as you indicated, it's the only one left that we understand, the only one left in the state of Illinois. There are seven classes in the Farmers Institute, from ag sciences, fruits and vegetables, flowers and plants, canned goods and miscellaneous items, fancy work and sewing, culinary, and items for the youth, considered a youth division. The original Master Gardeners Farmers Institute was designed to be for the farmers just to show off their wares, and as I understand, they used to travel with, 100 years ago, they used to travel with horse and buggy with their corn and oats and other items, and the ladies entered their fancy work and a lot of food items as well as garden and flower exhibits. And each of the 102 counties initially had a Farmers Institute, from what we understand, and as we indicated earlier, this is the only one left. The Farmers Institute will open, accept entries, I guess I should say, on Friday evening from 4 to 6, and Saturday morning from 8 to 10. And at that time, each of the categories will be judged by someone will judge them, each of the categories, and they will then be awarded the prizes in first, second, and third place in each category, and $10 for the first place, $5 for second place, and $2 for the third place. And then these exhibits will be available for public viewing after 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Any limit on the number of entries a person can have, or is it open to as many as they'd like?
Well, anyone can enter as many entries as they would like. However, there should only be one entry per household, per farm, in each of the various categories in each of the division. Like, you couldn't enter two items of the best corn or something like that, the best corn. Or the
one
best,
in each class.
One in each class, yes. Mm-hmm. One in each category in each class.
So, okay. So there's categories within the classes.
Yes, they're like the ag sciences class has 16 different categories, from best 5 years of corn to the best sunflower head. So, and wheat straw, bale hay, alfalfa, and clover hay, shelled corn, wheat, and things like that. And that can be, those are the categories. And each farm or each entry can enter one item in each of these categories.
And if they would like to enter, you said Friday evening, just take your items to the Extension office in Hillsboro?
Yes, Friday evening from 4 till 6, or Saturday morning if they don't want to drive twice, or Saturday morning from 8 to 10, and then the judging will be at 10 o'clock.
And a wide age range that is involved with this. You have children up to, you know, adults.
Yes. The original Farmers Institute, as we understand, was designed to be all members of the family. And the farmers, of course, would exhibit their items. The ladies would exhibit their items. And the kids would do the items they had built or things they had grown, or if they were even raising for 4-H, if they were raising some animals for 4-H or caring for animals.
And you mentioned that people would travel before. This used to be in every county. So would they compete in more than one county? Did you have to be a resident of the county, or could you take your items elsewhere?
You have to be a resident of the county. That's one of the rules of the Farmers Institute. Each particular county had their own, and you have to be a resident of the county to enter an item into the Farmers Institute.
Okay, well, this sounds like a fun event, and definitely all members of the family can get involved. And I want to talk about the Master Gardeners group a little bit more, because that's the group that's hosting this. Bob, you're a member. Share with us some of the other events and activities that your group does.
Well, we have monthly meetings, and we have a lot of classes, various sponsored by the University of Illinois, and a lot of classes about items that we want to learn about. And we also have a program where anyone, if they have a problem with a plant that's dying or something, and they would like to know what's causing it to die. They can take it to the extension office, and master gardeners, either a master gardener or the, depending on who's there, and the master gardener sometimes monitor the phones and are at the extension office just watching, waiting for things like this to happen. People who have got a problem throughout the county, they can bring their plant or whatever in, and we can try to help solve and decide what may have caused the problems.
And I assume the group is open to those that would just have an interest in learning more about plants and other things.
Yes, the group is open to anyone who would like to know about things like that, and we would welcome people to come and become members. And there's a class each spring in each county. The more master gardeners, the better, because we have several projects, fundraising projects. We have a sale where we sell Mother's Day flowers for Mother's Day just to help fund the Farmers Institute prizes. And then we have a cookout also. We can need as many volunteers as we can find.
And you mentioned the volunteers, and that's a big part of how you get the Farmers Institute up and going. You have volunteers helping judge, and I assume always looking for more volunteers to help out.
We're always looking for more volunteers. The more the merrier. The more volunteers, the more fun we have.
Well, Bob, remind us again the time that the Farmers Institute is taking place this Saturday and when people can enter their items.
Okay, it's this Saturday on September the 10th. Items can be accepted on Friday, September the 9th from 4 to 6 or Saturday morning from 8 to 10. And judging will be at 10 o'clock in all the various 7 classes.
Bob Feeney, Master Gardener for the U of I Extension in Montgomery County. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.